Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, a daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. You know, there was an article in Money Magazine a week or two ago, and it was interesting. It talked about Sunday nights and some of the challenges people have with Sunday nights. And they even quoted a stat from Monster.com, which talked about the fact that 76% of people get really bummed or really depressed on Sunday nights. And I get it, right? I used to be there. And part of it is the overwhelm of dealing with the work week and thinking of everything you have to do and how important it is. And so it's a tough place to be often. But there are some things that you can do to alleviate some of that stress that's associated with Sundays. And one of those things is to prepare for Monday. And so if you simply wake up in the morning and you've got a lot on your mind, maybe it makes sense to just, you know, pull out a piece of paper or jump on your computer and create a to-do list for Monday, right? So that everything is now out of your brain and on paper or in your computer so that when you walk in Monday morning, you've got a list of what you need to do. And now you're no longer stressing about remembering everything you need to do. It's down somewhere, you know it'll be handled, but you've set that aside. And I would also recommend that you do that in the morning as opposed to in the afternoon or evening, because once you do it in the morning, that just alleviates the stress for the day for you. So just plan ahead, whether it takes you 10 minutes or a half an hour on a Sunday morning, why not lay the things out that you need to take care of? So that's one thing. Another thing you probably want to do on Sunday is spend time with your family, right? Especially if you have kids, wife, a husband, significant other. Spend some family time on Sunday. And for me, I try. It doesn't always work out with teenage kids running around, but I try to do a family dinner on Sunday night where we all come together. So that family time, now you're focused on your family. You're not thinking about other things. And having the family around you can really alleviate the stress that's associated with Sunday. And a third area is exercise, right? If you can get yourself out, get your heart rate up, go out and do yoga. The yoga part's great because not only do you get a good stretch out of it mentally with the combination of stretching and hopefully some meditation in there, that should help ground you on a Sunday and make the day a little bit better. And again, something I love to do, which again, I don't always do, but I wish I did, was try to do a yoga class late on the day on Sunday if you can make that happen. And find just ways to unplug. You know, whether it's laying in a hammock in your backyard, going to the beach, just doing something that is not work-related necessarily, is not stressful for you, but just helps you to unwind and unplug. Part of what you want to get out of a weekend is to recharge your batteries for the next week. And unplugging is a critical part of ensuring that happens. So just make yourself a checklist for Sundays. If you're able to do these things, to do the preparation for Monday, spend more time with your family, do some sort of exercise if you can, and find a way to unplug. If you do those four things, your Sundays are going to be far better. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. If you yourself haven't subscribed, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, we'd really appreciate that. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today, I just want you to think about those weekends, especially Sunday. Find some ways to make it better for yourself. Don't be like the 3/4 of the people out there that really have a difficult time on Sundays. If you prep for Monday, if you spend some time with your family, and if you find ways to unplug, Sundays will be far easier than they are now.